I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Every time so I have to remind you about stuff.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to yourself?
Who else am I talking to?
All the times I tell you your shirt's out or your shoes untied. Come on now.
Look, I try to help you sometimes and I feel like it goes on deaf ears. He looks up at the TV and he goes, oh no, De'Aaron Fox. Well, he's got a hand to it. Anyway, oh no! When's he gonna be back? I said, don't you realize nobody cares about the NBA the first 30 games?
Zion does.
Why the Warriors always get off to a good start?
Stop!
Because they're catching teams that are still in preseason mode because they know that the season's too long and that they gotta manage it.
Speaking of which, I mean, preseason game this Sunday: Lakers and Warriors at
no
Chase.
LeBron.
Oh, he's got a...
Yeah. Oh, there's a LeBron playing.
No, is he still... We got to go through this again, huh?
He's in the rotation, Chief.
Oh, my... I'm going to stop.
Let me tell you something.
LeBron's got a nerve issue in the glute. Ass.
All I'm saying is don't let Bronny come in here on Sunday and have his way
with
Spencer... Or God forbid, Pods can't guard him.
He cannot be that guy.
My goodness. I can't wait. Dude, we got everything at our disposal. And Niners tonight, man.
No,
man.
It's going to be a fun night. Fun night.
And we got a meeting after.
It's a 4-minute meeting. Trust me.
You talked to him?
Yeah. So the 49ers had 4 turnovers against Jacksonville. And Greg Cosell was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And he was asked about the offensive struggles and how much Purdy's is responsible for that. Take a listen to how Greg Cosell broke it down.
I get into this conversation every week with Colin Cowherd. All people ever want to talk about is the quarterback.
Yep.
He's not the only player on the field. And, you know, I think we get caught up in analyzing the quarterback every single week as if he's the only player that matters. And in this particular case, Purdy is very good at what he is. Okay. But if there's no fully formed, fully dimensional offense, he won't play as well as he can play. It's just it's a simple statement. And, you know, so everybody wants to say, well, that's Brock Purdy's fault. No, it's not Brock Purdy's fault.
And that's... I was going to make a snide comment.
No, go ahead.
No.
I mean, it's what you do. So it'd be on brand. Just tell me what you're going to say.
He says he has a conversation every week with Colin Cowherd.
I see it. I watch it.
I was just going to say, have that conversation. You know. Quarterback's one position on a team. He's important, but so's the right guard.
Yeah, I'll just say this. We saw Brock Purdy arguably, forget why, it was one of his worst games in the regular season.
Yeah.
And then now you don't see him, and now you just hope Mac Jones is taking on arguably one of the most talented teams or defenses in the game or in the NFC. I mean, man. How you feeling about, let's just put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. How you feeling about tomorrow, the version of the Niners, they lose, it's their 3-2, and it's an ugly win.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, when I see you tomorrow.
Okay, give me the scenario.
How you feeling about that 3-2? Because we're going to run out of, well, we're 3-0.
Well, we already did.
But you were injured. But now you're 3-1.
One more time.
How you feeling about the Niners and the state of the team with the injuries, this turf toe coming off if it gets ugly, and now you're once 3-0 is 3-2. Then if you double back and revisit, how did we win those three games? Well, it could have went this way. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what's scaring me about how fast are we progressing towards that?
Unfortunately, this is going to be a very hard game for the 49ers to win because they are hurt, and they don't have their starting quarterback. Just because there's part of me that feels like this could be an easy win for the Rams. And if it is an easy win for the Rams, I think I'll probably come in here tomorrow and say, well, we had to expect the possibility of that. Now they got a full week. See if you can get Purdy health. Like,
I got you. Cause mathematically you're still way in it.
I mean, if they got blown out tonight,
you kind of expect it.
Kind of.
Yeah. That's why I said house money. I know that's crazy.
No. When you said that and then said, "Oh, Stein's going to get mad," I was thinking the same thing. It's like it's nobody wants to say it, but it is house money. Why? Because you're going there depleted, so you might as well just throw it all up against the wall. But it's also house money because you did enough work early so that this loss wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm saying, and you know what I hate? When you talk like that and people say, "Well, it sounds like you want to go down there and lose." No.
I got you.
But sometimes you got to be realistic.
Right.
Let's go to Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Nice to talk to you again. How you doing?
Thanks. Same to you.
Good. Well, the way I see it, the only way the Niners win this game is they have to play a completely flawless game with zero mistakes, and the Rams have to make 2 to 3 mistakes, meaning turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, and that gives us a strong chance to win. Jones is going to have to play a flawless game with, behind the line, which who knows how he's going to be able to move around with his knee, depending on how well he can, and we already know he's kind of a statue as it is. So no doubt the Rams are going to bring in lots of pressure to him because we know he can't move around that well, and the Niners' O-line just isn't that good. But with that being said, if the Niners do go down there and Jones has a great game, where do we go from here? What do we do with that? Because we can't use the excuse of, he didn't have the receivers that they normally have. If he goes and goes down there and wins with the second string guys and third string guys, this is going to create a huge issue within the organization and Niner fans, because now we're going to now be pushing Jones, right? It's going to be the guy, moving forward. We all know Purdy can't do it unless he has everybody else around him. So there's a weird part of me. I know this is going to sound bad, but I kind of don't want them to win for that reason. I want him to win, but I don't want him to win because I know what it's going to create within fans and no doubt the organization. And so, I ask you guys, if Jones goes down there and performs well and the Niners roll out of there, let's say with a field goal win,
I could tell you now.
You're not starting Purdy next week. He's got to go on the IR for 4 weeks with the turf toe. And, furthermore, isn't the turf toe isn't that what kind of derailed Deion Sanders'
career? Patrick Willis, Deion Sanders, yeah, a lot of athletes.
This is a serious injury. And I mean, the running joke is, turf toe, he stubs his toe. Yeah, that feels better after an hour or whatever. No, this is serious. I mean, if anybody's ever hurt their foot and you can't step into a throw or you're just a little off balance because you're favoring, you can't perform at the highest level. So, in my opinion, with Purdy, you've got to shut him down for 4 weeks. If he's in that much pain after that game, you got to put him on the shelf for 4 weeks minimum.
Good call, man. I got to say something to that, Scotty, because I don't want to speak for Joe Spadoni, who's been doing great, but he kind of was banging that drum in regard to what will happen is somehow what we all expect to happen is a Rams win. Forget what it looks like, but if Mac was to be the quarterback, what that would do to the Brock Purdy cage. To me, Scotty, I'm going CNN. I always break it out. It's politics. Brock Purdy's been paid. But for that caller to say he would rather have them lose than not win because of what that would do to the Purdy cage, dude, this injury's the best thing to happen for you then. Then I already believe the Niners, but they showed me something else, Stoney. They didn't slow play this. They didn't give them that last week, Brock Purdy. And Mac Jones had won two games, but you could look at the film and say he could have lost those two. Bottom line is, you just paid your quarterback. That contract has not started. There's nothing I believe Mac Jones could do to threaten Brock and the kingdom that is being the 49ers starter for the foreseeable future.
I do.
But, like, could you describe to me what would it look like?
Exactly. It would look exactly like it looked when Garoppolo started getting hurt, looked more ineffective, and they had a guy waiting that they thought might be able to do a better job. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened with Garoppolo. It was they always talked about
that's
performance
wild.
And injury.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know it was only one game, so I'm not going there yet. I'm more.
But get that win tonight. The caller he almost done it.
Good luck. But here's the other thing. What are people saying? That if the 49ers go down there and win and go to 4-1, put him on the injured list?
No. Because that was a Brock Purdy fan saying, slow, do what you've been kind of clamoring for. Just maybe the IR.
I'm not
off of it so when you do come back and it hurts again, we can say we did our due diligence by giving you 4 weeks.
That's not what I'm 28 saying.
28 days.
I have no idea. That the only thing I know is logically it would make sense that if a guy rests something for 4 weeks as opposed to 2 weeks, it should heal twice as much. Okay, but what about 8 weeks? What about 6 weeks? What about one versus
but
two?
Don't you feel,
what about
I got
three
you.
Versus one?
But you feel
where
better
did you
about
come up
you
with
gave him
the four? Why? Where did that come from?
Because he was able to go after two, felt something. So I'm just thinking, had you Jacksonville been one this week, then he comes back in Tampa, would you just, because the right on the table brought to you by Echo Stani is there might not be a number. There might not be a magic number. This is just it. This is how it's going to be. My point is, at least you can check that box of we didn't rush him back. And that's what I feel like half the fan base is feeling about how he played against Jacksonville, thinking you could defeat turf toe or manage it in 2 weeks. And Lo Neal told us about the needle stories. Brock Purdy ain't even at that part of it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You know.
Yeah, that was all my thought.
There's one thing, I wouldn't say a noise, but I've taken note of it, is, it looks like we're going to have to do this. This is going to have to be a theme, and I'm okay with it, though it's not my preference. We're going to probably be doing a lot of radio. We're like, what do? Do you play him? Do you not play him? Do you save him? Do you not save him? Do you protect a player from himself? Do they have a team they could beat maybe with a backup? All this stuff. And we're commenting on it without really knowing the pain threshold of a player or the severity of the injury. So last week, we start talking on Thursday and Friday. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And all I said was, if neither quarterback's 100% and you don't think they can, then I would play Martinez. Oh, that's stupid.
I laughed.
Well, that's stupid. Hey, they're not going to do that. All right. So now they played Purdy, and Purdy got hurt. Okay. So now, what are you going to do with Purdy? Do you give him, he had 2 weeks setback. You're right. Do we give him four? I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about the injury.
But Kyle may just give him none and say, can you go?
Well, and then I would say if the 49ers lose tonight and Purdy says, I'm ready to go against Tampa Bay, and he plays in a similar fashion, and I don't care what the numbers say, this is where Kyle Shanahan's got to be an expert and a genius and use his eye test.
All right.
And I'd like to know from him if he could tell me truthfully, when you were watching that game, did you think Brock Purdy was the same Brock Purdy that he was at the end of last year? And if he said, he wasn't quite 100%, I'm not going to blame Kyle Shanahan for putting him out there, but then he's got to figure out what's good enough to give them the best opportunity to win a game. Mm. Is it Purdy out there maybe struggling a little, or is it Mac Jones? Now, I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe Mac Jones would have played last week if he was healthy. We don't need to get into that. If they, what are you saying? They played Purdy even though he was injured because Mac was injured more.
Right.
I'm not going to get into that. If they did, that was not very smart. Clearly.
But just think about the headache that is what Kyle and Lynch are, and just the Niners players and coaching staff and training staff are going through. Just, it's already a bear of a headache to think about. You got to do this every week with your starter. Now your backup was gimpy. Who's to say, hopefully he comes out of this game healthy, Mac Jones. But Stani, it's eerily getting to the point to where Martinez may have to play by default. And like, he's one hit away, concuss, whatever, something fluke happens tonight, he's on the field.
Here's the other thing. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but like, if Mac Jones stinks tonight and looks awful, how will we know that Purdy would have looked better?
I think that's the least of your problems. You'll never know.
Well, that's
just like we don't know how much of the toe is why Brock had an underwhelming performance.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if Mac Jones stinks tonight and they get beat, and we're like, well, there you go, Mac. Like, do we know that Purdy, even a healthy Purdy, with all the injuries, would it?
See, like, I don't think that's healthy. And how can you prove that? I get you.
If I told you the 49ers are going down there tonight with a healthy Mac Jones, what are their chances given the state of the team? Okay, but if they go down there with a healthy Brock Purdy, he's not healthy, but Brock at his best, how much do the odds increase that the Niners can win that game?
I'm being
given
real.
Given that Kittle's gone and Bosa, they got to go down intact.
15%.
All right. So,
I meant to say that number to be minimal.
Okay. And that's why if Purdy's healthy, he would play, because to me, 15% is a fair amount. That means you think your starter can win you 1.5 games over a 10.
But what if the reality is it's 4%? You know what I mean?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, Mac can go out here
and play tonight well, Stani, and they just get stymied. We come in here tomorrow, they got beat over the head, but Mac looked, okay. That's on the table too.
Yeah. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
In Hayward. What's up, Grandpa? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I'm working from home today.
Oh, nice.
Talk to us about this toe,
thank
man.
You very much.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I understand everybody's like all this about Mac Jones, Brock Purdy. Purdy, he did prove himself. I agree with Steiny. I need to see more from Mac Jones to say, oh my God, he can take Purdy's job. Because Purdy proved himself. The toe is what it is. Give him time to recover, Mac Jones. I don't care if you give him 2, 3, 4 games. When Purdy is 100%, bring him back. He ain't got to fear his job, bro. Now you're talking about draftism again. Right, Mac Jones was number one. Purdy was number six. He's in the seventh round, so he could take his job. I don't try to hear all that show what he's made of. Mac Jones, do your job. When Purdy gets well, come back and let's kick some ass. Bam. Bang, bang, Niner gang, y'all.
There it is.
Thank Grandpa.
We should ask him a score. No, this ain't the week to ask for a score.
Why not?
Because, you know.
I said 28-16.
But who's got the Niners in front? That's kind of what you the gist of you the
think,
exercise.
You think we can't find some optimistic Niner fans that think they're going to win tonight?
I haven't heard one person or seen anybody write Niners this, Rams that. And yeah. I ain't mad at you, Tupac. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Had something on Grandpa Dad. Oh, yes. The if Matt Jones goes down there and wins, like,
oh my gosh.
I don't. Yeah. Okay, what do you mean, oh my gosh?
It would be a super duper shock that you went down there, hurt as you are, and the backup a week after your starter looked like boo boo. That would be a shock.
Okay. I agree with that, okay. But I'm replying to what Grandpa Daddy said. Like,
he sounded irritated about the notion.
I mean, if Mac Jones goes down there and wins tonight,
okay,
and Brock Purdy's ready to go against the Bucs, he's starting against the Bucs, Brock Purdy.
But we're talking about the fan base. We would still field calls like, what are they doing? Not everybody, but you know how this thing works.
Yeah,
because he would then be 3-0 as a starter, Mac Jones.
Let me bring Evan in on this one. Do you really think, if Mac Jones goes down there and plays really well and somehow they win, that could impact the season, the way we approach the quarterback situation, irrespective of Purdy's health?
I kind of didn't say that, but yeah.
That's such a – what? What are you asking?
I said, like, if Mac Jones goes down...
Does it impact the quarterback decisions? Yes, 100%.
If Mac Jones goes down there and wins the game tonight...
Plays well.
And next Sunday, they determine Purdy's healthy. Purdy will start against Tampa Bay, I believe.
And I don't think that there's a way he's going to be 100% healthy.
And there's no way I would let him start that game.
Fair enough. Mac Jones is great. Purdy's not ready by Tampa Bay. Mac Jones looks great again. Who's after that?
You have to reevaluate each week.
Man, no,
but now that's the week.
Yeah.
So the minute Purdy is 100%, he's going back in regardless.
Yes, but I think it's going to be very difficult with the injury he has for him to be 100%.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that we're, Stoddy, with all the intel we have, it's not just...
I don't believe we're anywhere near a controversy.
Oh, no, okay.
I guess what I'm getting at.
If Mac Jones wins this game tonight, there are going to be a lot of people that into post-game tomorrow that just will say, ride Mac until he loses. Yeah. 100%.
No, that's fair. And, in order for me to be right with this... I would say, the fans will be upset, but that's not a controversy.
But you also don't know if or when Purdy's going to be 100%. We thought he's 100% last week.
Well, that's the thing. We're just using a hypothetical of, you know, what if Mac runs the table for 3 or 4 games and then Purdy... I mean, like, Purdy's health is not going to be determined by how well Mac Jones plays or not.
But
like,
the confidence from the fan base will if he pulls this off.
Right.
And some will be like, hey, Brock, take all the time you need, bud.
Right. And what I'm saying is I don't think in Kyle Shanahan's mind there will be one, because even if he thinks there is one, I'll bet you he'll say, well, I'm going with Mac Jones because Brock still isn't healthy. Like, I don't think I don't think it can ever come to Purdy losing his job over this.
Well, that I'm not saying that, but you could push him back. Yeah.
Like, seriously, if Mac Jones wins this game tonight, why would you want to rush Brock Purdy back?
Well, like
that goes to what we just talked about.
I guess that's the thing. I'm not saying that playing him Sunday is rushing him back. Maybe playing him the week after next Sunday is rushing him back. Like, because I don't have any idea of the severity. So if that's the case, that he could play Sunday, but he'd be better the following Sunday and you beat the Rams, then I think, you know what, let's be safe. Like that's, but I don't know that it's, It doesn't sound like the injury's that clear cut. That's, I guess, what I'm saying.
So let's give him 4 weeks if somehow we just talked about
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that it's that clear cut that on October 2nd, you can say, let's give him a month. And on November 1st, he's going to be ready. Or, yeah, November 1st, he's going to be ready to go.
But my point, and I don't believe Evans. I don't want to speak for him. If somehow I'm stacking up chips with my backup quarterback, I wouldn't want to upset the apple cart.
Well, in theory, if,
like
Mac
if I'm
Jones,
rolling with Mac Jones.
Okay, so let's just say they shut him down for a month and Mac goes undefeated. And now it's November 1st and Purdy's like,
I think you would have to, as a coaching staff, what's best for the team, you would have to assess that.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah.
I'm not saying
and
you're
Brock,
wrong.
Your job's not in jeopardy for the future. You're our guy. We paid you.
I also think
that's...
But for
now,
right.
Why would we might... Come on.
That's why they're not... I also think that's why they're not going to shut him down for a month. Because I don't think they can say right now they could be like, yeah, that'll help solve the problem. But then they got to say, well, what if he's ready in 2 weeks? But we've lost a couple games and we need him back. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're looking for two kinds of people out there. One are who's optimistic about the game tonight. They think the 49ers can pull this off. And then two, obviously, it's a question this week, and it may be a question moving forward. How do you determine when Brock Purdy plays and when he sits and when you go with Mac Jones? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Pregnant with this next take, I want to get off.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we're wrapping up a Thursday, heading into the Niners-Rams game tonight. The line go up at all?
I hadn't looked. I'm Got some other things.
I thought
going
that's
on.
Something that you pay attention to.
Well, I'm
actually
checking
more than the show itself.
The
at
please
times.
Stop.
I'm looking for.
Don't
something.
Come for me, man. Because we got an insult about
you're
our
dumb.
Show yesterday. Jewel, remember I told you she was driving around.
Okay.
She goes, I was listening to you guys.
Right.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like an old married couple. I go, good God.
Yeah, that's the first time we've heard that.
Yeah, no. That one really hurts, man. I got to talk to him.
You know, this is why.
This is why
I understand the difference. Some subtle differences that I try to help you with, and it's you know, you'll always say something like, "Who should they go a quarterback?" But Steiny, what about the noise? What about people are saying out there? Like Jules and at where are they from?
Well, she's from Redwood City.
No, but the company? Jules from Pettington.
Yo, Pettinelli.
Pettinelli.
Yeah, I'll follow John. Yeah.
And what I've been trying to tell you forever is that if you're a real athlete inside a building, you don't hear that. Because you know why? You're a pro and you don't pay attention to outsiders.
Then why did Durant
you
have a burner?
You are not at that level.
But why
yet?
Did Durant have a burner?
Guru.
They do hear the noise
Guru,
more now than ever.
You've been in this business how long?
It's 2012.
Stop being beholden to the reaction you get from people. The greats, they
don't
focus
they don't
on
care.
Their job
That's
and they don't worry about these comments from people they don't know or barely know. And when you figure that out,
I
believe you will take it to the next level in this business.
It's how I've lasted.
But until then,
stop.
You're going to be stuck.
It was my
You're going to be stuck responding to Jules from Pettington.
No, but it's Pettinelli.
I know, Jules, hey. And I'm doing that on purpose.
And it's Jewel. Listen. You know I've mastered that. Reading all the stuff you got off Twitter. They ran you off Twitter. I stayed, and I'm proud of myself for staying. Like, if you don't get hate, you ain't doing something right. That's what I would say speaking to kids.
Yeah,
if you got thin skin, go do something else.
Just don't let it affect you.
Yeah, I've mastered it. It doesn't.
No, you actually haven't mastered it.
Sorry, that's why I brought it up.
Right, on the air. So in other words, your insecurity over not getting a compliment now has occupied 2 minutes of sports talk radio when the Niners are set to kick off
in the hours?
Biggest
three
game
hours
of their year so far.
Yeah.
But we had to deal with your insecurity. If we didn't, then we would have been doing more sports talk, and that's how we take it to the next level.
We're not the technical show. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you, but I do want to say something to you.
But we can't be the crybabies and the needy team either.
But I do want to say something.
Let's not be needy.
The next time doing a commercial, I ask you, because I'm excited about my dinner, what you're eating, and you look at me the way you did and walk off outside the door without answering the question.
Evan.
I wanted to really, that's not cool, man.
No.
That's not humane. I really wanted to know what you're having, and you looked with such just disgust and then walked off. That's not cool, man.
Why is that such an intrusive question?
Some people get excited to answer.
I just got done 20 minutes talking to the guy. I talked to him 4 hours a day. I talked to him in the breaks. I talked to him.
It's not my
text.
Fault. It's the job. Right.
The one thing I've known about Guru and have gotten to know is that, you know, he's impulsive. Like he does. He'll jump into a conversation. And so I just needed a little call. You know, I was going to the bathroom or whatever. And I was leaving. And he goes, Steiny. And I stopped walking. I interrupted going to the bathroom. I paused. I gave him another second or two. And he goes, what are you eating tonight for dinner?
It's simple.
And I was just like, let me alone.
Say you don't know and
can
keep it going.
Can I please just go to the bathroom?
All right, I got to. Oh, boy.
I did have a look. It's like when sometimes we'll be at the ship on a Friday, and Guru will look to his right or left. It won't be me. It'll be somebody else, and it'll be just like out of nowhere, like, so what do you think about Tiger Woods? And I'll just be like, all right, that's it. I got to go.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's why I love him.
All right. Back to the Niners.
Back to, let's see. Okay. Oh, we asked for somebody who's optimistic about the Niners tonight.
Got a caller.
Yes. We actually got a couple. Let's go to Fabian in, we had to go all the way to Maryland. But we got a guy in Maryland who's optimistic. Hey, Fabian, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up?
Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm optimistic because I think it's a divisional game, and therefore, I just think it's going to be a close score, and I think it's going to come down to some crazy play at the end of the game, some lucky bounce. And, you know, despite the injuries, we've still been more lucky than not, and I think that's going to be the theme of this season. And I think somebody's going to step up, or I don't know, but we're going to see something happen at the end of the game, a lucky bounce that could have went other way, went our way, and we win 26-23.
Wow.
Appreciate it, Fabian.
Pinero.
Oh, hey, look at him. Walk off.
Appreciate it, buddy.
26-23, man. Could you imagine?
Yes, I can. And you know why I can't imagine?
I can't tell.
Here's why I can't imagine. First of all, it's the NFL, and I'm old.
Cleveland,
I've seen enough upsets in my life. You know, there's a guy I respect, a guy named Bonte Hill. I didn't think about this. God. And he says this, and it always resonates.
Stop.
Division games are different.
Stop.
Now, here's The rest of the story, as they say. That is already, you know what? Yeah. That has resonated with me now. Division games are different. He's right. And now that's sunk in. But now what's hit me is this could work in the Niners' favor tonight. The Niners want this to be a different kind of game.
Hello?
So maybe because it's a divisional game and we know it's going to be different. You know what? Who knows?
You bet Niners.
What's the line?
I'm going to
wait until 5 o'clock
eight
when it's 13
right
and a half.
You got to put some respect on my gambling.
It's now 8.5.
Yeah, and the team total for the Niners is 14.5.
Total points?
Yeah, 14.5.
If their defense scores, does that count?
You and Evan guess what the team totals for the Rams.
I'll tell you what it is. 27.5.
26.5.
Okay. I saw an over under
team total
of, this was earlier in the day. Shoot, did I write it down? No, I didn't. Oh yeah, props. 46.5.
Oh, the over.
I had as the over under that I saw online.
Just how are they? I mean, you got McCaffrey, and I know Nick Hamilton. We had him on from Night Castle Media.
So it's 8.5.
Yeah,
I wrote when I looked before the show, it was 7. That's on some sites. And I have Kyren Williams, 67.5 yards. Got to take the over there, right?
ETN was running. You got to think Salah's going to come up with something.
How about McCaffrey's receiving yards? What do you
now
think?
Now, that's where I think he'll be able to under? Eat. I'm going to say 27.
The receiving yards?
Yeah, 27. Receiving 60. Yards.
I thought you said he was going to.
Receiving yards.
So he's going to have his worst receiving game of the year by far.
I believe.
Okay, well, then you should jump on the under because it's 53 and a half.
I would jump on the under if I had to. Yeah. I mean, if the Rams know we got to stop one guy right now, it's 23. So you would hammer that over?
If it were 27?
But what if they do? What if he gets ugly fast and then they do what Kyle does? My neighbor was a victim of that with baseball playoffs. You know, where you take him out. Worst case scenario, but you got to think that way, Stoney. You know, he ain't out there 60 minutes.
Brendan's in the city. Hey, Brendan, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I am optimistic about this game. Davante Adams has been playing well, but even the greats deserve to have a bad game, and a divisional game is one of them that it usually crops up in. I see a 2-touchdown Big Tonja's game with a capper from Christian McCaffrey, receiving, not rushing, and you're looking at a final score of 24-17, Niners win.
There it is.
Wow. We'll put it in the cap, as they say.
Tomorrow you call and take your victory lap. Because I got to believe Dibs is 16-3 will not Well, will he take the Niners? Because he's making a bet tonight.
Well, like what?
On the spread.
I mean, I know, but so he, it's kind of unfair to Dibs.
How so?
Because he's always got to make the bet right before the game. So he's going to get stuck with the line, you know, the line that's there at 4 p.m.
Like, I don't know if the bit, but he could do the line when it first came out and go off of that one.
Well, that's what I want. I don't, does he do that?
He'll tell us.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Because I think
I'm gonna go whatever. He because said. I think I'm gonna go again.
I think one of the, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a great gambler, but great gamblers absolutely jump on a line early if they see something.
Yeah. But the bet is you share it with the people whatever it's at. It's still a bet, you know. Like if he got
he
it
may
at
have
six.
Already made a prediction at 6.5.
Yeah, he'll let us know when he has it.
Okay.
I don't like how he's been bragging. It's that humble brag. But I read something yesterday about, it was a philosopher. If you hate on people's success,
Plato,
you're a bad person. And I thought, I'm hating on Dibs at 6:12, whatever.
Is that the exact Socrates quote?
Evan, what does that say about me?
Plato had haters.
Can you give me the exact phrase again?
If you get mad or jealous at somebody else's success, you have bad character. You're a bad person.
And that's on like a tombstone?
No,
or
it was a Facebook
piece
post.
Of granite,
it was a Facebook
Greece?
Post. Facebook post. I go, oh my God, that's how I feel about Dibs at 16-3. Just a thought.
See, here's, let me say.
You've been envious. I know for a fact. You've golfed with many people where you've been like.
No, I have.
I kind of hope he hits it in the rough.
Not golf. No. Yeah, I was used to be really envious of people.
Oh, I think I've hit a core.
Absolutely. Used to not want people to succeed. Used to root for
what was,
people to
what
fail.
What did that stem from? That's hate.
It stemmed from being young and immature. Yeah. Like the last time that happened was 30 years ago.
Oh,
that's
you
what
said,
I'm saying.
You don't do
that's
it
That's my point,
oh,
yeah.
Got it.
So in other words, when you do that, it's an indication you're a person of flawed character.
But it might like why you ask people how much they make.
That's
you try to
a
size them up
and a joke, and everybody knows it. And I did forget to ask our guy.
I'm so glad
Nick.
You did. I would have been embarrassed, Donnie. Thank God you forgot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could. In my mind, I can probably envision the last person professionally I rooted against, and it was probably four decades ago.
Shucks, you talking to me? Jealousy is a sickness. That came from Mr. Birdo on the chat.
You know, one of the. Can you, might know what I'm talking about, but can you please?
Sit out, lay
no,
out.
No, please don't give it. One of the things I'm most proud of in my last 20 or 30 years, in my last three or four jobs, is, you know, there have been times when the boss, not this one, but might say, what do you think about this guy? And I would never be like, lose him. No matter who, no chance. Never.
That went down with us. Dude, come on.
What about the guy
I've never
that was
gotten,
competing with Guru?
I've never gotten fired.
I was just weekends and nighttime.
That's not the same thing.
You got O'Connell axed.
I thought you were talking about
I know who you're
somebody
talking about.
Else.
Yeah, I do,
you
too.
You know what? We can't do this. Here, no. No, what I'm saying is I would never get a coworker fired in a million years.
You think you haven't, but you might have already have. Like,
who?
There's ways to do stuff, Snotty. Yeah, come on now.
Okay.
You're talking to Mr. Corporate. Yeah.
Snotty, if how long have we been working together?
8 years.
Okay.
Wow.
So if 8 years ago I was asked a question.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, what do you think about
such
you and
such.
Guru?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you think about you and this guy?
Yeah.
And I said, it's got to be Guru. That is not a blemish against the other guy. That's not getting the other guy. That's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not.
I got you. And here
no,
my man.
God.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
This is why he's so
well, you
good.
Know what?
The boss
you know
comes
what?
In like, let me put this.
Do we have a football game tonight?
Do we do?
But I will say this.
You are the best.
When the hell have I ever asked you about another employee? Uh-oh.
You want to keep the shtick out?
Don't answer that. Oh, boy.
You know why he asked me about employees? Because he wants to hear the best about him. He's looking for a reason to be reaffirmed.
Evan's looking at me like, good boy, I can't wait to chop it up.
But Juwan Jennings!
But he's right. Let's go to Dave in Oakland to get back to the Niners. What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
Great. How about you?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, so I'm a longtime history teacher. I keep thinking, why is no one mentioning the situation years ago with the Niners when Alex Smith was having a great season, gets hurt, Kaepernick comes in, and that's it for Alex Smith. You got to go with the person who gives you the best chance to win. And I know people will be looking at Purdy's salary, but if Jones is successful tonight, which is certainly plausible, then I think you do have a quarterback situation.
That, even though you just gave the bag to Brock Purdy in the first year that hasn't kicked in, now the fans can do what they want. I'm with you. But I just think he has so much equity, guys, that Steiny, stop. There's never going to be anything Matt can do to maybe have what the caller's alluding to pop off. But maybe that's where Spadoni was going too with, I mean, there's scoreboards tonight. Would you give me that? There's a Mac Jones scoreboard where if he lights it up,
I've never liked that because it's an indication.
You borrowed it and used it when I ain't even been around.
No. It's an indication that you're viewing the game from a selfish level, and I never like to do that.
No, but like, you can't look at the final score. The world's not looking at Mac Jones.
I'll look at the final score, which will be a defined number.
But
there will not be a final score for Mac Jones. I'm smart enough to watch the game, see what the final score is, and then make an independent evaluation of Mac Jones and every other player on the roster. Nah. I don't believe in the
two
scoreboards.
You're being blind to the ramifications.
Or I would say this. Then everybody has two
scoreboards. Fred Warner doesn't have two scoreboards.
Yes, he does.
Stop. Mikael Williams, no, he's a rookie.
Well, let me just be honest with
you. I mean in this business
Fred, in the NFL. Okay, if we're going to do scoreboards.
That caller called.
If we're
going to
do scoreboards, what was the scoreboard for Fred Warner's first 8 games last year? And then what was Fred Warner's scoreboard from the 9 following games?
I got a fractured ankle.
So it wasn't as good, was it?
But
it
he's wasn't a made as good. Man.
Okay, well,
so there's no ramp.
This is what I can't stand when you do this.
There's no jail cell.
Let's get into a fight before we get to cross.
No, it's not. We're having a conversation.
Right, but you're wrong about Fred Warner.
When you're that great, there is nothing behind you to supersede you.
Right, but he was
that
a reason they went 6-11.
Alex
he was
Smith.
A reason they went 6-11.
No, stop. You don't believe
who?
Fred Warner?
He was one of the reasons they went 6-11. He was playing on a broken ankle.
Yeah. We didn't know
what
it
you
at
saying?
The time.
He was, no, I'm
are
just,
you trying to tell me
Fred,
he had a good
no,
year?
No,
you know how to finesse it. Fred didn't have his best year, but nobody will hitch their wagon to Fred was the reason or part
I
of the reason.
I didn't say the reason.
The hat, part of the reason.
Of course
that they
he
were
was.
They
he
had
played
nothing
a,
defensive.
Guru, if you played 17 games and as a team you went 6-11, every damn player who played those 17 games is responsible for the 6-11. I think. I mean, goodness gracious.
Well,
I've been an eighth man on a team, and we were not very good.
What do I do with that read?
Like,
okay, Fred, you didn't. What do I do with it? It's not going
just
to grow.
Just
he bounced back, and it's only 4 games. He's back to being fantastic, Fred. Well, why? Oh, it's not hard to find. He doesn't have a fractured ankle. So
right, but when
what
we
do
put
I do
together when we put together the obituary of last year, let's not say Fred Warner was Fred Warner, and but
no, there were no heroes.
He
Kyle's a part of it.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there
that's
are what, no
that's
heroes
why,
last
right,
year.
Right, getting back to the original.
Okay,
it's like that's why I don't look at it as two scoreboards.
But you're good. I know what you're doing.
What? But,
you were fascinated with a couple callers ago that brought this up about what a good Mac Jones performance could do. Spadoni's talked about it. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is you don't have to say it, but there's a scoreboard tonight for Mac Jones.
Yeah, for you.
And the league.
Yeah, for you.
And the league. I told you that a couple weeks ago about the league thing.
Yeah.
He could be in the version of doing his Darnold thing.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel's back in in New England saying, hey, honey, get the whiteboard up. Now you got to keep score tonight for Mac.
See, people think you were lying now because the boss came in.
About what? I don't care about that. No, but I was going to say no. But the last caller, what was his name? Dave Fresno?
Yeah.
Dave? Was it? Anyway, he is absolutely right. He, like, this is what I appreciate about his call. It was no commentary.
Right.
Like, when we sit here and be like, there's no way this could happen. There's no way Mac Jones, it would never.
That's how I feel.
Guess what? He's right. Alex Smith got hurt. Colin Kaepernick was dynamic.
No doubt. No doubt. Gotcha.
And then we got in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What are we going to do?
That's
how it happens, and that's how it happens in every city.
But what about this for me?
What about the
contract and the way that it was handed out, when it was handed out? Wouldn't I tell you, even if you swap quarterbacks and their name, we were in a different city. Stoney, that new money ain't kicked in. That will allow no quarterback.
Can I be honest here? So what are we talking about? Like, what's our disagreement?
It's not ours. The Niners identified Brock Purdy as their future franchise quarterback.
Right.
They gave him a contract that doesn't even kick into next year.
Right.
I believe because of that, the politics of that, there's nobody on earth backup quarterback worthy that's going to supersede or jump with their performance to make Brock Purdy's, you know what I mean?
Yes, like I know exactly what you mean.
It's so
And what I'm responding to you is, why would you ever say there's no way that was going to happen when we've actually seen it happen in the past with various teams? That's what happens. Mm. Something happens and it makes you reevaluate the quarterback situation or a position, any position. Again, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
you're saying it's happened before.
Of course. I mean, you can make a case it happened with Garoppolo. They made Garoppolo their guy,
and
in 2 years, they were like, he's not our guy.
But his body, Garoppolo has nobody to be mad at
and
but
Brock
himself.
Brock Purdy is now going to miss his third game in 5 games. Like, of course there's a way it can happen.
But for the caller to say he doesn't want his team to win to avoid that, that's crazy.
I mean,
that's a fan, though.
What?
That's crazy, Stani.
You know what? The best thing that could happen to the Niners is if Mac Jones is incredible. And then Brock Purdy is healthy, and he's really good, too. Like, that's really the best. Like, that's what everybody should be rooting for. And then you move one of them. If they're really that good, eat both of them. All right. You know, it's like when the Phoenix Suns had Kevin Johnson and Jason Kidd and somebody else. Nash. They had all three. I'd like to have that problem. Hope they're both all pros. That segment brought to you by Pier 39.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.